said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Florida gubernatorial candidate Congressman Ron DeSantis responded to blowback he received about remarks he made about his Democratic opponent, Andrew Gillum. DeSantis urged Florida voters not to monkey this up by ruining the state's thriving economy and electing his opponent into office. Some people consider that to be racist, as Gillum is black, although DeSantis did use the word monkey as a verb and not a noun. He had a chance to explain himself on Fox News last night with Sean Hannity.
It has zero to do with race, Sean. It has everything to do with whether we want Florida to continue to go in a good direction, building off the success, or do we want to turn to left-wing socialist policies.
The Trump administration weighed in on a battle today between Harvard University and a group that claims the school unconstitutionally lowers the ranking of Asian American students during the admissions process. The Justice Department said Harvard has failed to prove it does not unlawfully discriminate against Asian Americans. Harvard has yet to respond to the Justice Department. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Many times people can feel a little bit down or feel like they've lost their direction in life. Well, someone who went through this is Maxie McCoy. Now, she's author of a new book titled You're Not Lost, an inspired action plan for finding your own way. McCoy herself went through this, and now what she's trying to do is give women and people the tools to help themselves if they may be feeling a little bit lost and feel like they're wandering. So one of the first questions I asked McCoy when I had a chance to interview her was what to do if you do feel like you're lost.
One of the, you know, first places to start is just to ask yourself, you know, what are the things that have always energized and inspired me? I think there's a lot of advice out there that's, you know, find your purpose, follow your passion. And I think that if we knew what that was, we'd be doing it. And it's hard to figure that stuff out. So if you can come back to something really small, like asking yourself, what has brought me energy in the past few years? What is it that gives me that kind of, you know, that hot pocket of inspiration? And
next, McCoy discusses how you can encourage someone who may seem to be a little bit lost.
We need to help the people around us that are feeling lost. There is, you know, a really powerful exercise in my book about surveying those people around you where you use either a friend or a partner or a really close colleague to ask questions of your biggest cheerleaders to see, where do they see you in 5 years? What do they see holding you back? What do they think your values and talents are?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on 100in Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. And I am back. You know what made me kind of happy was that when I go away, and I don't do it often, and that's honestly, that's to my own psychological detriment, the amount of hours that I put in. I have to start trying to take a little bit better care of myself and taking some time off from time to time. We craft and we put together programs, these quote-unquote best ofs. Listen, people didn't know. They had no idea. I got to thank my producer, John, for doing such a great job. But, yeah, we put various different segments together, find stuff over the course. I said, you know, that would be good for a best of show, and it's kind of timeless. It's kind of when I'm going off on my little wisdom rants or whatever it may be. And it worked. And it worked. Many people had no idea that I was going. Hey, listen, if you listen pretty intently, I do a lot of current events over the course of the program. And most certainly the people that listen to my Monday through Friday program, they knew. But anyway, it is good to be back. And that's one of the best things about vacation is you get to kind of miss your life at home. Nothing wrong with getting a little bit homesick towards the end of a long vacation. But I had a really wonderful time. It was good to see my three teenagers bond, different ages, but getting along and having a really good time together. Throw in a little bit of the things that I observed and I learned on my vacation. We started off in London, and we spent a few days there. Now, I've been many different places all over the world. It's funny, I've never been there before. Never been there before, not for work, not for pleasure. And we said, you know what, let's go there. Let's try and see what it's like. Went there for a few days before we went off to our usual trip. My wife's family lives in Greece, and going off there. And I noticed something that, listen, London is a different city. All cities are different, but sometimes there's some parallels. Not to say that there's not some parallels between London and New York, because there are. The theater district in London is very, very similar to Times Square, including all the touristy restaurants. Yes, they had a Bubba Gump Shrimp Factory restaurant in London. Anyway, I saw something I'd never seen before in my entire life. Now, again, New York, the city, has an enormous amount of wealth. And it's funny how it's segregated. And what you have on the Upper East Side of Manhattan might be what would be considered old money. And what you'd have on the west side of Manhattan might be considered new money. And then you obviously have the actors and their money down in Soho and Tribeca and all that good stuff. I've never seen the type of money that I've seen, that I just witnessed, that I saw in London, and the type of behavior. So I figure that there's old money, there's new money, and then there is oil money. Now, oil money takes the cake. Throughout my life, I've seen bits and pieces of it. I've told the story here on the program about the fur coat stores in Santorini in Greece. And I'm like, why would anybody? I mean, you're on a beach here, and who's buying fur coats at the beach? I've never seen such a thing. And I've seen some of the Russian oil moguls, their boats parked offshore. I've seen some of that. But I saw something in London that I never witnessed before. There was a street in London, and the name of the street, I'm sorry, I can't remember it right now. But almost the entire street was made up of cars. They were all over $100,000. Most of them were $200,000. I'd say about 30-40% of them were cars that were anywhere between $400,000. And, of course, there were the million-dollar cars on the street, too. Now, this wasn't an auto show. These were cars that were double parked. And I watched people parallel park Ferraris and Bugattis. My jaw dropped. It's almost they were treating these cars like they were treating a, you know, one would treat a Toyota Camry from like 1995. And I had never, ever witnessed that in my time. I didn't even know they made these things, some kind of Bentley Jeep that was made out of chrome. Chrome. Now, again, I tell my buddy about this when I got back. He's like, oh, boy, Chris, you should have been handing out business cards. Yeah. What am I going to do for these people who pump literally money out of the ground? But yeah, it was most certainly a learned experience. And the reason why I bring this up, there was a story this past week. Story this past week about Aramco. This much anticipated IPO of the Saudi Arabian oil business. And how that has been put on hold. They were valuing the Aramco company at $2 trillion. Now, I thought it was quite rich. Now, obviously, investment bankers, they don't give a damn. They were, you know, jumping all over this thing. Everybody wanted to be a part of it. But I think the issue was they couldn't find buyers. The Saudi royals were selling off about 5% of Aramco, and they were going to use that money to fund the changes they're trying to make in Saudi Arabia because the music is not going to stop, but the music is slowing down. They're getting competition from the United States, liquefied natural gas, all sorts of stuff. They're starting to see it. And I think that they're kind of worried. When you have this type of money and this type of wealth. And yes, there are areas I never saw this my entire life as well. Parts of London going through at night. I might as well have been in Riyadh. My wife, we had to go to, she had to go. My wife had to see Harrods, the department store. And yes, I'll say it's the nicest department store I've ever been in my entire life. I started cracking jokes in there. My daughter got upset with me. Oh, boy. I wasn't woke enough. My daughter got upset with me. I started saying, hey, Aspasia, as I knew it was going to, kind of get to him. Aspasia, you see, boy, that's really nice. Look at what Harrods is doing. Look at what they're doing for Halloween. They've got all of these ghosts running around the store. It's not near Halloween. But my daughter kind of looked at me funny. And I said, look at the ghosts. And I was pointing out the fact that all the patrons, almost half the patrons in the store were wearing burkas. You can't say that. That's terrible. You're making fun of them. My daughter gets all upset. I said, I'm not making fun. I'm just pointing out a hypocrisy here. This is to my daughter. I say, you see your husband right there? He's wearing T-shirts and shorts. Yet she's got to be dressed like a ghost. Now, if he was dressed like a ghost, too, I'd say, hey, fine. That's okay. But to quote the great and late Patrick Swayze from Dirty Dancing, nobody puts baby in the corner. But that's what they do. And I later found out that, boy, I could have gotten trouble, like real trouble. They don't really have free speech in England. And I could have gotten trouble for, you know, cracking jokes about stuff like that. But anyway, it was quite the experience, to say the least. All right, I want to start off today, and I can't. It's too easy. It's too easy for me to start picking apart Tesla again. I'm tired of it. It's boring. I mean, now you've got rappers at Elon Musk's house saying that he's dropping acid while he's there, while trying to raise money for this takeover of the company. And they're posting the stuff on Instagram, and nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what to do. No, you know what they're trying to do is they're trying to get out. That's the problem. You got so many different fund managers and so many people on Wall Street that are tied into this company, not to mention all the suppliers that want to get paid, that they don't know what to do. So, listen, rather than pick on Tesla and Elon Musk, what we're going to do, we'll take a break right now because I don't want to get cut short. We're going to go after Wall Street and the stock analysts. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to give reason number 10,773 why you have a screw loose if you're working with any of the big brokerage firms. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations, free consultations with our certified financial planners. Account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at AutoParts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value parts stores. For me, Auto Value parts stores are a home run every time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, man. It is, it's late August already. It's different now that I live back up north New York where I grew up. After spending close to 15 years down in Southwest Florida, I have to say you really do appreciate the summers, and you see it coming. You start feeling the summer's kind of ticking away, and you got the football guys back in camp, and it kind of brings you back to when you were a kid, when you knew, you know, that school was coming back. But I'm a big summertime guy. I'm going to miss it. You know, I got to start thinking about, okay, when you got to close the pool and start picking things up in and around the house. And, you know, the days are getting shorter again. I already noticed it. And I don't like it. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Okay. Elon Musk goes, what do the kids call it? Cray cray? Elon Musk is going cray gay. Cray cray. He got all sorts of nonsensical stuff going on the Twitter. So, stock tanks. Stock tanks. And then we have the Wizards of Smart coming out of the woodwork. That's right. All of these smarty, smarty, smarty pantses from the Ivy League schools, that most of which have never had a real job in their entire life, coming out and downgrading Tesla stock after the fact. You actually had a J.P. Morgan analyst come out, after the stock started tanking, and then say, you know what, let's just cut. I had a 308 price target on this thing. I'm going to cut it down to 195. What? But the best thing was his reasoning. Okay? And this is a direct quote. I am not making this up. This is a highly paid, over-educated in the wrong way, Wall Street analyst working for J.P. Morgan. And I quote, reverting to valuing Tesla shares on fundamentals. What? Yeah. Reverting to valuing Tesla shares on fundamentals alone, given funding appears not to have been secured. So what you did was that you put a $308 price target on Tesla because you thought that some magical being was going to come in and take the company private. You believe that? You believe that? Now, who would go ahead and do that? Why would smart money do that if the fundamentals, which you're valuing it at, puts the price that used to feel the stock should be at 195? I don't think it should be anywhere near that. How does that make any sense at all? It doesn't. This is the problem. You see, I know. I know the analysts that we're dealing with. I know the type of track record that they've had going back to the 1980s. No joke. And sometimes even farther. And no. I'm not looking for guys that have 50 degrees on the wall. If I'm taking a look at a pharmaceutical company, the guy that I'm consulting is a guy that's actually worked in that industry, that actually understands the ins and outs of that industry. Most of these Wall Street analysts never had a job in their entire life. A real job. They never washed dishes. They never mowed lawns. They never waited tables. They don't even understand how businesses work. Time and time again, I make these people look like idiots. And they've got much fancier degrees than I have, and certainly a hell of a lot more of them. But they are dumb as a box of rocks. It's not just the balance sheet and the spreadsheet and what the CEO is telling you. You have to be able to sniff this stuff out. You have to be able to smell this stuff. Now, I gave this explanation, or I explained it, and I took basically a way that Nicholas Taleb uses in his Black Swan book. And he uses two different types of people. He uses a guy in his book to explain different scenarios. He uses one, he calls him Fat Tony. Fat Tony is a street smart guy from Brooklyn that owns several different businesses that's been around the block. And he compares it to the Ivy League guy, Dr. So-and-so. And the explanation he comes up with, he says this. He says, you know, he was using statistics. And he says, if you flip a coin 100 times and 99 times it comes up heads, 99 times it comes up heads, what are the odds that it comes up tails the next time? Now, if you ask the guy what all the college degrees, and you say, hey, that's simple. It's still 50%. It doesn't change. Now, if you go to Fat Tony, you go to the street smart guy is going to tell you, that never happened. There's no way that you flipped a coin 99 times and it came up heads 99 times. It didn't happen. He'll laugh at the entire premise. And sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you need to take a look at the entire scenario and what's going on, and you need to see it for what it is, a joke. A joke. I don't care how many lawyers, I don't care who's doing their legal work, I don't care who their investment bankers is. You take a look at it and say, is it possible for this company to make it? How are these guys going to make money? You got to be able to see that it's not real. To use a street word from Brooklyn, a fugazi. And this is why these Wall Street analysts get it wrong again and again. And again, and like even Gordon Gekko said, why these guys get beat? Because they're sheep, and sheep get slaughtered. They all do the same thing. It's like, oh, what's he doing over there? Is he downgrading the stock? Well, I better downgrade the stock. What price did he put on it? Well, I'm going to put it on there too. Do you understand that you're paying for this crap? You're paying for this information with your commissions and your fees that you're paying these big brokerage firms? Why? Why would you do that? How about hiring somebody that's competent? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. Just
release and you will find. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
A memorial service is being held right now for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Among those expected to speak are former Vice President Joe Biden. Someone else who's in attendance is Senator John Barrasso of North Dakota.
He was a wonderful friend, an incredible colleague, a man of truly such courage, such credibility, such character. I've traveled around the world with him. People looked up to him, listened to him, respected him, whether it was the troops, whether it was foreign leaders.
Michigan State announced the NCAA has cleared the university of any rules violations in the Larry Nassar sexual assault scandal. Athletic Director Bill Beekman said the university cooperated fully with the inquiry and welcomes the NCAA's conclusion. Nassar has been sentenced to 3 decades in prison in 3 separate cases involving sexual assault and child pornography. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
I just want to make it clear, okay? I want to make it clear. I was in Mykonos and I was in Paros in the Greek islands, and I have yet to see people all of a sudden stopping what they're doing and breaking out and dancing around singing ABBA songs. Just, I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Speaking of vacation time. One of the things that we try to stress. We try to stress here on the program is you only live once. You only have one life. And we've always tried to express to our listeners, express to our clients, our friends, the importance of time. The importance of time. I will not be able to get back. There's no way that I could pay for being on a beach, throwing a lacrosse ball around with my kids, watching them make friends with kids from another country and teaching them how to play. You can't buy that in a store. You understand? You can't. I like having happy clients. I like having clients that are out there that are enjoying their lives. And one of the things we try to stress to people is that well-being is that it's true, is enhanced more by places than things, than objects. There's actually some research done on this. They used brain scans and they found that people experience feelings of contentment from places more than from objects. Didn't surprise me at all. I mean, they did a scientific study. They spent all sorts of money on us. And, well, you know, it's one of the things. What was the report? The report was called Places That Make Us. I know this. And this is why we're not psychotic financial planners. What I mean by psychotic financial planners, I hear these guys on the radio sometimes that try to scare the hell out of people and tell them that you're going to have to cut back on this and you don't have to do this and you have to save all of this money and yes, you have to save money. Yes, you have to pay yourself every single month. Yes, you have to be diligent in doing that. But at what cost? The cost of fun? The cost of contentment? The cost of happiness? Why would you do that? You only live once. You can have both. And this is, again, part of the problem is with so many god-awful stockbrokers and financial planners out there. They don't get it. They don't get it. They're not cool. They're not relaxed. They're too uptight. And they don't understand what's the point behind this. We talk about what is the meaning of life. Everybody's got their own little thoughts about that. But you know what? Quite honestly, I deal with people from all walks of life, from all over the world, from all sorts of different places, and I think I've got a pretty good handle on it. Yes, you can save money. Yes, you can be successful. But you can't crush people while you're doing it. You can't make financial planning a bloody painful experience. As that old saying, no pain, no gain. Okay, maybe a little bit of pain. Listen, I'm an avid gym goer. Like I said, I was away on vacation for 2.5 weeks. I am so sore this week, back in the gym again, I can't even tell you. I feel like I got hit with a baseball bat. But if you're taking somebody, if I got a new client that's coming in, but doing everything all wrong, needs to get started, am I going to make them sacrifice or do all sorts of of things that is going to make their life miserable? No, because then you know what? Then they're not going to do it. They're going to stop saving. They're not going to do what is necessary. You need to create a balance. But on the flip side as well, you have to get things under control if you're headed in the opposite direction. I'll explain a little bit more about that. We'll take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Mike Hewitt here. Are the three pillars of the great American experiment still faith, family, and freedom? If not, what have they been replaced with? Are we still a people standing in defiance against overwhelming central government and in defense of the self-governance provided for in our constitutional republic? I see comments from our friends on the left explaining how socialism isn't communism, but the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto read exactly like what they're demanding. Folks, we truly need to slow to navigation speed and ask the more important questions. Forget the partisan divide. That's echo chamber nonsense. What kind of country did we inherit, and what will we be leaving to our sons and daughters? Not free stuff. We see how well that works. Let's leave them those three pillars of indomitable strength: faith, family, and freedom. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Listen, I know some people are listening to the program right now. Maybe I'm confusing it. Didn't you say not long ago that, you know, you get people coming into your office and you got to tell them that, you know, they got to sell the boat, change the car, do various different things, they're spending too much money? Yeah. I do. And I'm here to tell you, most of them don't listen. Most of them don't listen, and most of them, unfortunately, end up with all sorts of family problems, oftentimes leading to divorce and other issues that are not good. Why? It's stuff that I'm talking about that they've got to cut back on. It's stuff. And if you cut back on the stuff, you cut back on the stuff, guess what you're going to have? More time. What do you think? Honestly, what do you think? Do you think that your kids are going to really remember the stuff you bought them? Or do you think they're going to remember the time you spent with them and you took them here or you took them there or the vacations that you went on? How I grew up in a middle-class family. My father's a school teacher. My mom ran a home daycare center. My dad had a side business as a janitor that I worked for him. I thought we were rich. I did. I didn't know the difference. I thought we were rich. Now, when I think back on it now, stuff. Now, when we talk, my brothers and I talk, it's about vacations we went on and funny stories and things that we did, and my dad coaching the team, or my mom having the entire football team over at the house and making dinners. That's what makes the difference. Those are the things you have to change. And I get that sometimes. The people that wow, that vacation must have cost a lot of money that you went on. Wow. It wasn't too bad. But do I live an extravagant life? No. No. What? Am I going to be like, am I going to compete with them? Am I going to go join all the golf clubs and spend all the money in the country? Why would I do that? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to not spend time with my family? No. Hey, people like that. I understand they need to get away. Not for me. I'd rather be coaching my kids. Spend a ton of money on a boat. Why? I'll never be able to use it. Focus. And you try to take a lot of the things in your life out of your life that are just distracting, that are not making you happy. And you can focus. And then you know what? Then you can save some more. Then you can put more money away. And then all of a sudden you start seeing that bank account grow. And you see your portfolio grow. And you're able to save more. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, take advantage of everything we have there at our website. Also our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Dear, I fear we're
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. And I was just popped into my head. We were making fun of the idiot stock analyst at the beginning of the program. I thought of a scene, and I know I've cited this before here on the program. It popped back into my head, and I should have used it then. There was a scene. Remember the scene in the movie Big, where you've got Tom Hanks' character sitting down there at the there's a board meeting or a conference room, and they're talking about the latest toy by the Wizard of Smart guy, the Ivy League guy. And he goes, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why is this fun? And the Ivy League guy is all upset. Who's this guy? He doesn't come in here and say, I don't get it. I don't get it. And obviously Tom Hanks is a child trapped in an adult's body and gives a child's perspective on what actually might be fun. And the room loves it. I love that scene, and I know I mentioned it before in the program, but I can't tell you how many times in my career I've looked at companies and investments and said, I don't get it. And it served me really, really well. Anyway, we're going to change track here. We did a little bit on stock analysts going off on Wall Street, gave a little pep talk about financial planning. And the way we see things at Markowski Investments, I got to do some ripoffs and scams here. This is a story. And again, I don't know what's going to come of this. John Crudell in the New York Post has got information that, and this doesn't surprise me in the slightest, that the IRS has been tipping off members of Congress to corporate takeovers. So the elected officials, and of course, their friends and family, can profit from insider trading. Isn't it funny how that works? You ever get those things? My wife tells that all the time. Honey, I've got to go to the store. There's a friends and family say, how are you? Well, okay, it's just a marketing gimmick that they're using. But anyway, fine, hon, go. But anyway, friends and family of the swamp. Are you friends and family in the swamp where you too can get access to inside information and make money off it? Grinnell's also reporting that higher levels of the IRS are also using that information to enrich themselves. Okay. For whatever reason it may be, this is somehow become, according to the regulators, the worst sin you can commit, insider trading. I don't know why. I don't know why it's the worst crime ever, but it is. It's kind of funny, though, and how people in Washington, D.C., they're allowed to do it. Whereas if I had access to that information, if by some chance I happen to get information, I happen to get information about whatever it may be, a corporate takeover, or we'll do like Wall Street, a ruling on an airline. Remember Blue Star Airlines? If I was somehow to trade on that information, I could go to jail by just having it. Go to jail. Yet, if you are friends and family, a member of the swamp or friends and family, it's A-okay. Anyway, Wells Fargo, this happened while I was away. Wells Fargo is going to pay $2 billion. $2 billion penalty for misrepresentation of loan quality. This is going back to the financial crisis 10 years ago. Bank is going to pay a civil penalty after originating and selling tens of thousands of residential mortgage loans. It knew contained misstated income information and didn't meet the quality that Wells represented, causing mortgage-backed bond investors to lose billions of dollars. Wells, of course, is not admitting to liability. I saw this story while I was away, and I laughed. I laughed, and of course, the CEO's like, oh, this is, we're going to put this behind us. These are legacy issues. These are legacy issues. We're going to put this behind us. This is pathetic. I've said it here in the program, and new listeners to the program, they're going to do a double take. So Watchdog and Wall Street saying this? Yeah, yeah. I don't think any of these companies should be paying any fines. Nothing. Nothing. Not a dime. Not a dime. They paid out billions and billions of dollars. Wells Fargo. When I think of Wells Fargo, I think of that wagon logo. And I think of that god-awful song that they used to make us sing back in elementary school music class, chorus. The Wells Fargo wagon is coming to town. Coming to town. Was that in the movie? Was that with a musical? Was it Music Man? Might have been. I don't know. Wells Fargo didn't create these god-awful mortgage bonds. They didn't lie. They didn't misrepresent anything because Wells Fargo is nothing more than a tax ID number, a logo, and a bad song from a musical. People did. Individuals did this. They're the ones that ripped people off. They're the ones that stole. And guess what? They're still on the job. None of them lost their jobs. You want to tell me who lost their job? All these big firms that are still around? Who lost their job? They're all there. The ones that are responsible are all there. And they just smile at you. Again, why would you work with entities like this? It doesn't make any sense. Corporations don't steal money. People steal money. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Currently, a memorial service is being held for the late Senator John McCain at North Phoenix Baptist Church. 24 sitting U.S. senators and 4 former senators are at that service, including Congressman Ben Sasse.
We'd fight about policy, but the thing that was awesome about John McCain is a guy who's been enslaved, imprisoned for 5.5 years, he didn't have any patience for small stuff. Time was too short.
A tiny pressure leak was detected aboard the International Space Station Wednesday evening, and the crew is conducting repair work today. NASA indicated the leak is occurring on the Russian segment of the station and was detected by both controllers in Houston and Moscow while the astronauts slept. After they woke, they were briefed of the situation and began working with controllers to patch the leak. President Trump took to Twitter today and said the White House is a smooth-running machine, that after the latest shakeup that includes White House counsel Don McGahn leaving this fall. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Another near-record holiday travel could be seen this Labor Day weekend, and as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports, most people will be driving.
AAA predicting the weekend will be the most expensive Labor Day weekend in the last 4 years when it comes to your gas.